Not brought to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. This episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF. But the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
Especially if you live in New York City, because they just passed legislation on 2.13. Google it. New York 2.13. This article was published on November 22nd, 2023 by Armstrong Economics, and it was put up on LinkedIn. You guys can find this article very easily. This article on 2.13 is stating that the government now has legal authority to remove residents from their homes and force them into quarantine camps. There is no age restriction. Children can be removed from their homes without parental consent. They do not need to warn citizens when they are coming or how long they must be quarantined. You will be required to take any steps the state mandates, including taking medications against your will. There is no due process, no court hearing, and no rule of law, as the government may now abduct citizens in the name of public health. It goes on to state, you may not even take a test to determine if you are sick. The state has full authority over you and your body. This is one of the most restrictive and oppressive pieces of legislation to pass in U.S. history and nullifies our freedoms.
Welcome to the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. I mean, do I feel fine, or am I just making concessions for feeling fine? Because, I mean, what other emotion can I feel other than, wow, that's interesting. It's gnarly. Interesting. So, hi guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to WTF Landia Radio Show, where in this case, the acronym speaks for itself. Oh my goodness. First of all, Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. I hope that everybody is settling into the fact that we are three sleeps away from Christmas morning. That's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Waking up on Monday for Christmas. Isn't that beautiful? Also, tonight, tomorrow, yes. Three more sleeps until Christmas. It's beautiful. That is a saving grace in this one, because there's still hope, because Christ, more Christ, Christmas. It's all there. It's all there in the wording of things. Spelling, right? Spelling. Remember, spells can go good a couple of ways, good and bad. That's why it's called spelling. Cast spell. In this case, Christ, more Christ, mas. And so that's what we're celebrating here this time of year. I know that there's other occasions around this time to celebrate, and that people have, the desire to celebrate. But let's just stick to the original understanding of what the root word of Christmas is, and acknowledge that Christ the Savior was born, and that gives me hope. Because with that being said, I do know if I'm reading what I'm reading correctly, that Christ will come back and finish the job. He'll come back for his people. His church is what it's called, what we're called. And so that gives me hope, because right now, I just tell you what, that's why I said Christmas already 15 times. That's a more warm feeling that comes out of my mouth of this episode, because my goodness, I can only think of the other words as Auschwitz. And here's why. Hey, if you're new to the show, welcome to your WTFlandia first timers. You've got great taste and you've come to the right place. And I hope that you can just sit back, throw your feet up, kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Although our news is tough and tight, my voice is warm and light, and that's the reason why I do this podcast broadcast, because most of us are not comfortable with politics, political talking points, and even in these days, society and culture, because it's jacked up, if I'm being frank. I'm being frank. I try to keep a melatonin voice. Or a melatonin, and it just keeps me calm, because otherwise, and oftentimes, if you're new to the show, just understand that I'll laugh at things that are not funny, and that's just a tick. It's a nervous tick I have. When I think something's extremely scary or strange, I laugh. So, here we are. That's sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I'm just cracking jokes and being funny. And so you have to decipher it for yourself. I never tell you which way to go here. You figure it out yourself, okay? This is also not a podcast where you just say, oh, I've got my stats and facts all perfect, so I can leave here and just go and quote it back to people. Don't go to... I encourage you, astute and gorgeous people, to do your own research and figure it out for yourself and put two and two and pennies and rub them together and see if you can create a dollar, because that's what the math does these days. I have two pennies, now I have a dollar. If 2023 were a math equation. Oh boy. All right, here we go. What that young man was just speaking on about at the top of this episode, that was an audio that you heard of a visual that I watched. And it was specifically about a new rule. And it's called Rule 213. And I believe it's what I call pilots. It's starting in the pilot city of New York, Nueva York State. And it's an isolation and quarantine procedures. But I also encourage that if you are new to the show, go back and listen to our medical sovereignty belongs to who? And it's an acronym, World Health Organization, if you want to cut to the chase. Our medical sovereignty belongs to who? And that was when many of the countries in the world got together for a meeting, and they decided that it just makes more sense that in case of a pandemic or another medical emergency, that instead of all the countries, this is a long story short, all the countries having their own way of dealing with a pandemic, is to say that now we have a conglomerate, we have a global way to deal with an outbreak. And that is with the World Health Organization being in charge of that medical emergency response, let's call it, right? So they would make sure that people have the vaccines that they're going to give. You cannot say... You have to follow their rules. And here's the scary thing about that. And I call it Auschwitz. Why do you say Auschwitz, Shara? That's pretty harsh. Well, here's why I say that. Do you think that millions of Jewish folks decided one day, let's just go over to that camp that they're shipping us over to willingly and march ourselves into a gas chamber and die seemingly willingly? No, that's not how it happens. What happened was there were various laws that were put in place that removed rights from Jewish folks or otherwise folks that were maybe unclean, considered to be, anyways, And what do? They started to get those laws. The laws started to be taken away. They could not, you know, congregate with non-Jewish folks. And then they had to be quarantined, and then they had to stay in their house. And then, you know, we all know how the story ends. They tried to annihilate a whole race. Many people think that Hitler, the little artist himself, painted this picture up. And he had some people who gave him some advice to just, you know, clean out the whole race. Don't just get, you know, a few of them. Clean it out. But you have to research that stuff for yourself. It's always tinfoil hats, hey? Stories. But anyways, so what happens is, and there's an old saying that once you forget, once you have your rights taken away, you forget you even had them from the beginning, from the in the first place. So it sounds like this could be what's going on. And it could be happening right now in front of, in this day and age in 2023, because, you know, like fashion, everything comes around full circle in racism. And obviously, Oshawa. We're looking at the possibilities that this is something, and I'm not saying it is, but it's smelling like it. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and it has the same similar structure, bones, as a duck under a, you know, x-ray, then it's probably a duck, homie. And it might be a duck quacking in a pilot city. And I don't believe that this will be the first and last place that this will land. Because, again, it's a global response, and the people in charge of that is the World Health Organization. Top donor of that guy is Mr. William Gates. Love that guy. Love to have him on the show to figure out where this is going, if he knows anything about it, and if he doesn't, what does he think about it? Because he's had his ideas about population and overpopulation and what should be done about that. He and Melinda and many other folks in his other partnerships at the World Economic Forum, they believe that, you know, population, overpopulation could be a problem. And so is this going to correct that problem? Or will this just keep people healthy and growing and, you know, populating the earth more? I don't know. It seems counterproductive to the thoughts that they have expressed with the world being overpopulated. If I can fix one thing, it'd be overpopulation. One of the members of the World Health Organization was quoted saying, I mean, in long story, in gist, okay, it's all in gist, it's not word for word verbatim. This isn't that podcast. You have to go do your research outside of this. Just understand that these things are, you know, what I've read and what I've seen and what I've heard, right? So I think that this could be that, and here's why I say Auschwitz, and it could be worse, because it could be a global thing, right? Auschwitz was just in Germany. This could be something that obviously could be, if it is, if it's smelling like a barbecue, a duck barbecue, then it might be starting over in New York. And I know that Australia had a similar response starting up over. They had their medical officer had started, you know, quarantine camps, you know, so that could be another pilot project over there on that side of the globe. In Australia, underneath the world, or if we're still thinking the world is round, I don't know. I'm not sure what people are thinking nowadays. Ah, these people are, you know, crazy. The firmament. What is it? Circular? Is it ovular? I don't know, but I know one dang thing for sure is that this, my friends, it's gonna make me giggle and not in a good way. Because what? This happened in, what was it, November 21st? And it was challenged, and the court kept, you know, reversed the rule and kept it going. Like, nope, this is going to happen. They can come in, and here's how I think it might roll out if my brain is putting two pennies together to make that dollar. Holla. Is that because this is a law, and, you know, maybe it was happening right around the time we were talking about P. Diddy, you know, and his obvious honeycomb hideout situations happening. You know, we're talking about things that are diverting our attention. Laws are being passed or being sent through as they're being challenged and being, you know, vetoed out and passed and whatever. And it feels like people are becoming irrelevant to the fight. The fight's not fighting anymore. The protests aren't protesting. Everybody's got short term. I don't know if it's the vaccine, if it's the COVID marathon burnout or whatever they call it. But people are starting to have short-term fights. Everybody's like, they went out there to protest Palestine for a week and now it's it. Everybody's back to their business. They got to make, it's grocery bills are too high. You got to go to work or else you can't afford to, live. So you take the fight out of people, right? So much so that the laws can be passed and then, you have to just, go about your day and hope that it's not as maniacal as you assume and that these people aren't for evil, they're for good, and that, if it is a global response, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be for our good and our health. Even though what they've said is that we have a population overpopulation problem and it might be better to have less people on the planet, but the same people that are running those organizations are saying this is fine, so it's fine. I didn't vote for them. I don't know who did. Bill Gates has never worn a white lab coat, but here we are. I don't know why he's always got his hand in some vaccinated pots, but here we are. And I'll look it again. I'm not trying to make the Billiam Gates to be a menace. I just want to know if the guy would like to come on the show and chitty chat about what's going on so we can flow. That rhymed. I just want to know what's going to happen here. Oh, gosh. And here's why. Because I think that, again, once laws have been put in place, they can be backed by uniform, right? So if the World Health Organization can come in and make a global response to the emergency, let's say, outbreak, then they have probably authority, whether they be military, whether it be their own enforcement, the UN enforcement or the World Health enforcement, and they can come to your countries, let's say to New York, and they can enforce that law. They don't have allegiance necessarily to the country because they are more than likely, maybe not, American citizens. So they're there for work, right? They're there to do their job. They're not there to say, I know people, I understand this isn't right. Imagine in your country, you have other military folks from an organization come and saying, here's what you got to do. You got to do it or you got to, hear blah, blah, blah. You got to come with us to this quarantine. Well, I'm not sick. Well, I don't care. Well, and if they don't work, they're not an American citizen, then they don't work. They don't have the same allegiance, let's say, right, to your country or to your ideas or to your ideology. Maybe they're from another country and they're just there to work. And so they can come in your house, take your kids, and if you don't choose to vaccinate them, and they take you if you don't choose to and do whatever. And this is why that man at the top of this broadcast sounds a little nervous and wants people to know that this is what's going on. And it just really is just getting underway. But again, this was kind of talked about in the Our Medical Sovereignty Belongs to Who? 139 countries sign their medical sovereignty over to the World Health Organization, my friends. This is a global response, my friends. This isn't just America. This is not just New York, the pilot project over on the North American side of things. But this is probably something likely that will be a global response by the stakeholders that are responsible for pushing the needle or moving society in a certain direction. And many people are liking this to, this could be the start of, population decrease and 15-minute cities. And then that one Netflix show came out and now ships are rolling up on the seashore in Seattle. This is, listen, folks, pay attention and be aware of what's going on around you. Now, I know we cannot access certain news in Canada. That's a law that's been, passed. It's, that's also been talked about in this podcast broadcast. You guys, do yourself a favor and listen to all of the 300 plus episodes that we have underneath this one. And you might stand to learn a little something. But also, do your own research. And just see what you see. See how it makes you feel. But I think this is something that's making my spidey senses go up because I think that, like I said at the top of this one, Christmas, more Christ, is the one saving grace that makes me feel very excited about these times that we are alive in. Because one, that is where my hope and faith is. I do not have faith or hope or trust in mankind. I'm going to be a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't trust nobody. I don't even trust myself. Because I'm human and I'm faulty and I can make mistakes. But I try to not, you know, when it comes to like, you know, my intentions. They say if you live in intentions, in a life with intentions, then that is what is based on what you are, you know, going to be left with, known for. You know, if your intentions are evil, then you might be known for that. If your intentions are, look, hey, my choices are what I would consider solid, and I'm just going to be here and hopefully leave this world better. And if not, hey, you tried. And you lived your life with intention. And that's all we can hope for. That's all I can hope for. That's all I can hope my children do as well, right? Because we're here for a good time, not a long one. And also, this is just the segue into life. We have eternity to look forward to, folks. I think if you believe in that sort of things, you're heaven or hell. I believe that it is as absolutely true as you are listening to this podcast right now. Heaven and hell. It's a real thing. It's a real place. The Bible is real. I'm reading it. I am more aware of things that I did not know of before. And I'm thankful for God's grace that I still am alive, because I would have died and went to hell. Probably. Because many of us, we fall short, right? We make sin. I had back in the biblical day, they had, priest that would atone for people's sins. They would come and they would take your sins and you would say, hey, look, I did this or I had this thought, and they would burn animal. So much so, there was a barbecue going on and God was like, look, enough. It's a barbecue up here. I'm tired of smelling that. I need to send my son. So he sent Jesus. And that's just my way of, you know, keeping it light. But you know what I mean? Like, it can only burn. If we were still burning animals, we wouldn't have any animals to burn right now. Because people think, you can think a bad thought and that's sinful. Your actions tell you are one thing. Thoughts are one thing. You can think a lot of things that just happen to jump into your brain. As long as your actions aren't, you know, corresponding with those thoughts, then you can be saying, Lord, forgive me. But anyways, Jesus came to die for us for that reason. Because right now, we would be dead in our sin. Even just for thinking certain thoughts, even for, and definitely for doing certain actions, right? So I'm thankful for Jesus. And I'm thankful that if I'm reading the same Bible that said that Jesus came to die so that we can repent and ask for forgiveness if we believe in him and not perish but have everlasting life, then I'll know that he is also, on top of that, said he's coming back to make order out of chaos. And right now, there's a lot of chaos in this world. And right now, I feel like if that's being true, I'm connecting the dots. Jesus is ever nearer than he ever was. And I don't want nobody to miss the boat. If you tried everything else, try Jesus. You sit here and you like, you don't understand what's going on in the news, and you say, maybe this is your one news source and you didn't even realize the 213 was happening. Well, now you do. And you don't know that at maybe in a year from now, people might, they might be knocking at your door and they might be telling you to come to this concentration camp. Quarantine camp. And they might be telling you I'm taking your kids because you decide you don't want to give that. They could be telling you all these things. And if you don't have Jesus or have the hope in Jesus, knowing that this was going to end, you can endure through this, knowing that Jesus is coming to save us. And then and the Bible also says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So I don't care how many Project Bluebeam specials that go on. It's going to be very, very, very clear when Jesus comes back to destroy this evil and to make Satan under, to throw him up underneath the hell. And seal it shut in Jesus' name. Because that's what's going to happen. That's just the bottom line. If I'm reading what I'm reading in the Bible, that's exactly what's going to happen. So I urge you, if you are, you know, on the fence, and Jesus didn't say, come to me all who are perfect. He says, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, heavy burdened. Come to him. Come in your ratchet skin. Come in your ratchet ways. Come with a cigarette hanging off your lip. Come just having, you know, did something that you smashed down a whole pizza or banged out your, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend. The sinful self is what I'm saying. And just say, Lord Jesus, I know I thought I had to be perfect to come to you, but I'm going to leave this here at your feet. This is not okay. I'm listening to this podcast and this woman's telling me, look, stuff's about to get weird in 2024. Likely it could be anyways. So I'm going to keep my alerts up, and I don't want to get left behind in this world that looks very grim and gray. And I certainly don't want to end up in hell. So I'm going to come with this sin on me and I'm going to leave it at your feet and say, forgive me. Because if what this lady Char Michelle says, that you came and you died, you came to be the ultimate lamb, the ultimate sacrifice, so there's no more barbecues happening up in heaven, and that you died so that people, if they believed in you, the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, Jesus, that I could be saved and I can have everlasting life. I can put down this sin. I can let this sin go because it's killing me. The sex is killing me. The drugs is killing me. The alcohol is killing me. The smoking is killing me. I don't want this. My spirit tells me it's wrong. So I'm going to leave it here. And I'm going to say, take me as I am. Forgive me from all these sins. Wash me in your blood, Jesus. Leave your Holy Spirit with me so he can walk with me and get me to where I got to get going on a narrow path. And let me tell you, that narrow path isn't easy. It means putting down a lot of things. It means leaving a lot of people behind that don't get it. They say, I'm comfortable in my sin. I'm comfortable. This is my freedom. It's my right. We fought all these years so we can just, you know, do whatever I want to do. Well, if you have gotten comfortable in sin and you don't have that feeling that's like, maybe this is wrong, then maybe, I'm sorry. I would say, come to Jesus and say, I think there's still a little something inside of me that tells me this is wrong and I want to make it right. So Jesus, if you're real, I want to accept you into my heart and I want to follow you. And I don't want to get left behind on this earth that's becoming very dark. And even if I don't believe in you, Jesus, I'm going to have to try to believe in something right now because I don't know what's going on, but this is weird. So I want to accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. And I want to walk that narrow road and just kick all this throw this cigarette out of my mouth, throw this passive sexual relationship I have with my boyfriend, girlfriend, or my jump off, a side piece. I want to throw it to the curb and I want to follow you. Right now is a better time than ever. It's a beautiful time. It's a high time for getting rid of junk, right? Why not? Why not start the new year fresh? Just as a born again believer. And now I'm going to tell you what, if you said that prayer, if you thought that thought and you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, you know, and you said, I want to follow you. I want to be washed in your blood. I want to be saved. And I want to say, Lord, you're my savior. Now, and you go get baptized and just say, ask to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you said that, you have to understand this one thing. The devil is going to come at you hard because he don't want people to go easy. He convinced 1/3 of the angels in heaven to follow him down to hell because he thought he could be better than God. So why would he want to let you go? Well, let him down the hard way. Let him down easy. Say, I'm out. I'm out. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live in this sin. Because even if not, like I said, even if this is not this is not the beginning of Auschwitz. It doesn't look like a duck or quack like a duck. It's just, you know, to get control over what's possible for the next outbreak. If we're that, you know, gullible or dare I say, you know, trustworthy, then, hey, you still have the backing of maybe if anything wrong, if you trip down if you step on a Lego and fall down the stairs and break your neck, that you'll be going to heaven. Because you have decided to walk with Jesus. And actually walk with Jesus. Not just say that prayer and then go right back to lighting up and smoking up and drinking up and sexing up. Don't do that. Just try to let it go. Work hard, pray hard. And if you make a mistake, also don't let the devil trip you up and say, see, haha, you suck. Jesus doesn't love you. That's a lie. That's his best job. His best work is to convince us that we suck. I just posted a picture on Instagram and it's of me in a bikini and it's, you know, for this magazine that I shot. And I struggle with taking it down. Why? It's work. I'm in a certain industry. That's the religious spirit telling me to take it down. No, it's not something that I want to struggle with. I want to leave all of that at the foot of the cross. And if I take it down, that's because I feel like God has nudged me to take it down. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to walk in sin, but I don't want to be so religious that I leave people out because people are going to say, I don't look like that. I don't pray like her. I don't dress like her. I don't smell like her. So I'm probably not good enough for Jesus. I don't want people to feel like that. You're better than good enough for Jesus. He came to die. Jesus was not hanging out with people who were well. He said the well don't need a physician. It's the sick ones who do. The ones like us. Whoever you are listening to this. So if in fact this, you know, rule 213 that's going heading on, you know, into the swing of things in New York, that will most certainly, highly likely, and definitely be used in the future, then you will be ready for, you know, anything that comes without fear, because God says, those who believe on me shall not perish, but have everlasting life in eternity with him. You will have life also in hell too. There's a life, but it's death. It's hot. It's burning. It's the death of your soul. The dead soul doesn't feel happiness. That's you know, why that wouldn't be life. But in fact, you will be alive to feel it all. There's scripture to back that up. Hell is real. And so is heaven. But which do you choose? Don't let this rule 213 shake you up and make you feel like that's the end or that, you know, no, it's not that serious. Pray. Say, Jesus, if you are real, God, if you are real, then show up in my life. And you know what, guys, I promise you, you're never a mistake away from the love of Jesus. You're only a mistake away from turning away from this information and saying, nah, I'm good. I'm going to live in my sin. And then that's up to you. It's up to you. But if you come as you are, that's who Jesus is. Don't you come and try to get perfect. It's like saying, I'm going to make a business once I get enough money. You'll never make a business because you'll never get enough money. You just gotta do it now. Start now. Like I said, wherever you are right now, start right now. Say that prayer. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Because I don't know. You might not wake up. People are not waking up every time. Every day. Every second. Someone's not alive. So if in fact you are not alive in this next second, then you'll have, you know, secured, hopefully, a spot in heaven with your creator. Don't thank creation. Thank the creator of it all. That's Yahweh. He created Jesus for our salvation. And I do not ever, like Noah, metaphorically speaking, I don't want you to miss the boat. Later.
WTF Landia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and/or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.